Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. It is 6:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, June the 5th, 2023. So, quick energy read. First sign was Cancer. Cancer, you have four cards telling you to trust your intuition, trust your instincts, trust that you are going to be supported, and trust that you need to step back. Whatever's going on, whatever's stressing you out, take a break. There is actually something going on where you are weighing heavily on one specific decision. It's almost like you're a little unbalanced. You have to make a decision that has to deal with finances, and you have to make a decision that has to do with making a drastic change. The drastic change could be relocating. The drastic change could be venturing out of your comfort zone above everything else is what I'm getting. It's almost like, do I stay in my comfort zone or do I take a gamble and venture out of my comfort zone kind of energy? And it's because you are trying to fulfill your body. You are trying to fulfill your soul, your actual energetic imprint on life. It's like you want that balance and you're feeling unbalanced, right? Maybe you're working too much and you're doing it to distract a lot of things that are going on outside of your working life, right? It's almost like if you can just keep working, you won't even have to deal with it. Or while you're working, you're able to kind of clean through or focus on your thoughts or work on whatever decisions that you're working on, and you kind of just lost your balance. And it happens all day, every day. Trust your instincts. Trust your intuition, but above everything else, have communication. There's a lot of chaos when it comes to emotions right now when it deals with the Cancerian energy. That's also a lot of unnecessary chaos, right? And that's due to lack of communication and lack of clarity and external influences. External influences does not always have to mean you have somebody doing craft on you. External influences, keep in mind, craft is not just somebody burning a candle, messing with graveyard dirt, throwing something in the ocean or at the crossroads or at intersections. Interference can also mean people who have too much to say, who have no business saying anything at all. Remember, Cancer, you have to trust your intuition, but trust that intuition that is located in the abdomen, right? You're supposed to think with your intuition. So turn off the brain, because the brain is like a spam folder. It is your voicemail, right? Everybody's got something to say. When you walk by someone, you take a piece of their energy. They take a piece of your energy. You have inputs from everybody around you, and it doesn't have to be them verbally giving you their input. They could be energetically just sending you their thoughts, their opinions. People don't realize the power of thoughts until they are sat down and it's broken down for them. That stuff in your brain, that stuff in your head, that is literally your email. It's your filter. It's your voicemail. You clean through it. Appreciate all of the information there, but weigh out and move forward using your gut intuition. And literally, like, the first set of cards were all about trusting your instincts, trusting your intuition. What is that gut feeling telling you to do? If you are supported in everything that you choose to do, what would you do? Trust your path. Watch your community connections, especially when it comes to finances. You've got someone thinking, and I don't feel like it's a negative thinking. I feel more like it's like they're probably extremely analytical, extremely in their head, probably into other things than probably more into things that are not tangible than tangible, if that makes sense. It's important to stay grounded and rooted. Work with your third chakra. If you don't know how to work with your third chakra, a good way to stay grounded is to visualize a nice I like to visualize roots coming out of the soles of my feet and going into the ground all the way down into the core, allowing that heat and that fire to go up those roots, right? To transmute and cleanse all negative energy off those roots and then come through the body up and out of the crown chakra into the universe and back down again. Almost like butterfly wings, right? The outline of a butterfly wing, it goes in and out, up and down all the way, and it keeps cycling. Another way you can ground yourself is picturing the light of the sun coming down into your crown chakra through your body, coming out your groin area into the earth's core, all the way through, coming out the other side, back into the sun, and looping around over and over and over again. Do something. You can even walk barefoot in grass to ground your energy. You could even just walk up to a tree and put your palms on it, both palms, and just focus on your breathing. 7 deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. If possible, do 3 deep breaths. In through your nose until you can't breathe anymore. Hold it. Quick pause, 3 seconds. And then exhale until you can't exhale anymore. Have a good day.